and deliver me
from me.
Genesis 17:13-17. I said this morning, everybody's all excited and it's Christmas and that's a wonderful thing.
Amen.
Glad that we're all excited this morning. Sometimes in life, what we experience is we experience those seasons in which we feel like something is holding us back. Anybody can attest to that? Every time you do this, you run into a roadblock. And you try this over there, and something is always in your way. Something is always preventing you from freely going out, from freely doing what it is that, you feel that you've been called to do. There's nothing like being in a place where you feel the walls begin to come in, when you feel restriction. I don't know about you, but sometimes in life, the more I pray about something, it seems like the worse things get. And the truth be told, I just don't understand it. Because I would understand it if I was out doing something and as a result of my actions then things were getting bad. But when I pray to God and it seems like God then turn his back, it seems like God then walk away from me, I don't understand that. And if you're not careful, what we'll tend to do is back up in our prayer.
All right, now.
And so we conclude that if I back up in my prayers, then God will feel sorry for me. Then God will move in and God will do a particular thing for me.
All right, now.
When you experience that pressure, that resistance in life, you need to know it is because Satan is afraid to allow you to get to where you go. He can't stop you from getting there. So what he does is he creates in your mind obstacles that only you can deliver yourself from. Everything is all right and you figure out something to worry about. You got 100 great relationships, but this one knucklehead won't do right, and your whole attention, your whole focus go to the one that won't do right. We need to begin to thank God for the 99 that is working in our life. And in spite of one that is not working, Lord, I'm going to give you praise anyway. I'm going to worship your holy name in spite of, because I know that one day, Lord, you'll deliver me from me. I don't know about you, but I can be my worst enemy at times. I don't know about you, but I can hurt myself. I don't know about you, but I can do damage to myself that nobody else can do. God, you got to deliver me
from me.
From me.
All right,
I know your blessings. I know the covenant agreement. I know where you're taking me. I know what you want to do. But every now and then, I get in my way because I think I can do it better than God. I don't say it. My actions just show it.
All right. All right.
Deliver me.
All right, now.
From me.
Use it, Lord. Yeah.
And you ever notice how Satan will guide you in the wrong direction?
Yes.
And when you go, then all of a sudden, that voice that was talking to you, he all of a sudden
quiet. All right, now.
Because he has nothing else to say.
That's right.
He has moved you to where he wanted.
All right, now.
And like Sarah, he sits in the corner and he laughs at you. See, I couldn't stop them, but I made them stop themselves.
That's right.
You see, I couldn't cancel out their blessings, but I made them do it for me.
All right.
Don't allow Satan to use you.
Amen.
You see, Satan will use us, and then when he's finished with us, he just moves on to the next person.
Yeah.
You see, but God is a God that restores everything that Satan ever tried to take out of our life. Yeah. I don't know about you, but every now and then, I want some of my club money back. I don't know about you, but every now and then, I want some of my hotel money back. I want some of my gambling money back. Excuse me. Every now and then, I want some of my reefer money back. I don't know if I don't act like this. this morning. I haven't even got to the good part yet. Oh, he's saying reefer money.
Yeah, reefer money.
Oh, praise God. I've never done that before. I've never had a drink in my life. Never done anything.
You lied!
When we try to move ahead of God, we find ourselves out of the will of God. When we become out of the will of God, we produce something that doesn't belong to us. See, God wants us to wait on Him. God knows where He's taking us, but we get ahead of God and we mess up everything. Now, the story this morning, God came to Moses. Now Moses was an old man. And God said to Moses that, Moses, I'm going to use you in a mighty way. Moses didn't quite get it. So before he came and showed Moses, he says, let me start with Abraham. Maybe if I can get one man to be obedient, when I speak to the next, they'll already get it. See, everything in the Bible was to make us trust God, because we saw how He delivered somebody else. You gotta know that God has no respect of person. What He did for one, He'll do the same for you. I like to be around people as they get their blessing, because I know if you get yours, baby, mine is right around the corner. I love to be around people who got it going on. God came
have mercy
to Abraham. Mm-hmm. He says, Abram, I'm going to bless you. Mm-hmm. Not only am I going to bless you, mm-hmm. I'm going to bless your seed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, sometimes when God speak and or show you, we get so excited, we get ahead of him. Oh God, I heard what you said. Husband, here I go, I'm running. And here's one right here. You grab the first thing that you see. And God is saying, no, that's not it. That's not it. No. And the truth be told, you're praying about it, and you know he's not here for you. You know that, but you say, well, I just prayed for you. Are you a change in the future? And God is saying, that's not it. We gotta learn to wait on God. And while you're waiting, it's to build up the trust that you have in His Word. Abraham got excited. He went home and he told Sarah, his wife, what God had told him. And then Sarah said, now God is moving too slow.
Alright now.
Fellas, watch this.
Alright now.
The wife told the husband, take the maid,
yes,
a little Egyptian, a little black girl, go with her, lay with her, produce a child, because that's what God said to see. And so if you hurry up and do it, we can hurry up and be in the will of God.
All right.
And she jacked that thing all up.
All right now.
But I want you to take notice of this, and that is Abraham hearkened to the voice of Sarah. Ladies, listen to me.
All right now.
Listen. It's really hard for a woman to be in a relationship with a real man.
All right. Have mercy. Use it, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
If a woman is in a relationship with a boy, she can handle things. She can control things. But if you find yourself in a relationship with a man, a real man will say, no, that's not what God told me and asked for me in my house. That's not what we're going to do. That's a real man. And so a woman who says, God sent me a real man, when he sent you a real man, then you get mad with the real man because he won't hearken to your voice. getting ready. We're just getting ready. Abraham listened to what his wife said. But he knew what God had told him. God said to him, now I'm going to establish a covenant with you. Now a covenant is an agreement, is a promise that cannot be broken. Now notice God says, I'm going to establish the covenant with you and not you with me. In other words, if I establish a covenant with God, I'm going to break it 5 minutes later. But if he said it, it shall be done. So he says, I've got to do a covenant relationship with you. And as a result of the covenant relationship, I want you to remember the relationship, the covenant, through what's called circumcision.
All right.
I know you thought,
have mercy,
that when you give birth to a male child, he was just supposed to do it because it's good health. No. Circumcision. I told you I was going to do it. Circumcision has to do with, it's symbolic. It's a token of the covenant that God made with Abraham and his seed, which is you and I. I don't understand, fellas, how we then take what God says. Now I need to bless you and bless your seed. Now the instrument to bless your seed is that I want you to go into a process called circumcision. In other words, I need you to cut back some stuff. I need you to cut some stuff out of the way. I wonder if you got any stuff in your life this morning God needs to cut away. I wonder if you got some lying in you God needs to cut away. I wonder if you got any backbiting in you God needs to cut away. You see, God is always trying to circumcise not the body, but the heart.
That's right.
If he can clean the heart, then he can produce through us better action. Because the Bible says, so as a man thinketh, so is he. The Bible says, out of the mouth speaks the heart. Abraham and Sarah got ahead of God, and they produced a child named Ishmael. Now, Ishmael was not the child that God had in mind.
That's right.
But because the two worked out a plan to go in with the maid, Ishmael came out of that relationship. Now, for Ishmael to come out of a relationship in which Abraham was married to Sarah, it made him
a bad,
illegitimate child. Okay? Because he didn't come out of the right relationship. So because he didn't come out of the right relationship, but he's a child, he's innocent, now the child is here. What do you do with Ishmael now? What do you do with a child who is already here? You don't get it. What do you do with some bastard relationships in your life? A relationship that is illegitimate, ill-gotten. A relationship that you're not supposed to be in. What do you do with the bastard relationship when your boo show up? You gotta get it. The word bastard, Deuteronomy 23:2, Zechariah 9:6, Hebrews 12:8. So don't think that I'm talking about something that is not in your Bible. By the way, your child has already heard bastard before. A bastard is something that is in your life that doesn't belong. I wonder how much stuff, how much baggage we're carrying this morning, because we got ahead of God and now here we are, and now every place we go we're carrying stuff that's not even ours. Every time you go somewhere, every place you go, you're carrying all this stuff.
Hallelujah.
Point number one this morning is this.
Jesus.
Sometimes your actions don't look like your anointing.
All right.
Sometimes what you do doesn't look like what God has called you to do. God called Abraham to be the father of many nations.
Yeah.
That's what God called him. But his actions showed something different. See, that's us in life. We need to stop being holy and come down a little bit. Because some of us sitting here full of gifts, full of anointing, and our actions is not lining up with what God has called. I don't know about you, but I don't bump my toe. I fall off sometimes. I don't know about you, but I'm still struggling with some stuff. I don't know about you, but I need the Lord every day, every second of the day. If he don't show up for me, I'm through. I'll wipe myself out. I need God to deliver me. Sometimes your actions don't look like your anointing.
All right.
Point number one. Point number two. Sometimes abnormalities in life becomes the norm.
All right now.
Crazy stuff becomes your life.
Yeah.
Well, that's just the way it is.
All right.
It ain't gonna change.
All right.
And if you say that it's not gonna change, then you canceling out God.
All
because
right,
God
man.
Says all things are possible if you just believe.
Yeah.
Now, what faith does is faith gets you up. Faith gets you moving.
Yeah.
Because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of stuff. I can't even see it. But faith says, get up and do something. I know you don't qualify for the job, but get up and apply for it anyway. I know you don't know how you're going to pass the test, but take it anyway. I know you don't know how you're going to pay the bills, but just write the check anyway. God will place some stuff in your life, and it doesn't look like what it is, but you got to trust God. You got to know that God is forever working out some stuff in your life. It makes no difference where you are. God is still there. You can't go too high, too low. God is always there. God is saying, all I need you to do is trust me. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed. In other words, he says, don't look like your situation. Don't look like where you are. And to all your haters, don't treat me like my circumstance. Oh, baby, I'm just going through something. But that's not who I am. I just got exposed on that one. But God has covered so many other ones for me. So I'm going to thank God for what he's doing in my life in spite of what you think you know. Because I know some stuff about me that only God and I know. So I thank God that he's a forgiving God. I thank God he's a covering God. I thank God that he forgives all the time. You see, with God, you don't have to dress it up. He says, just come as you are. God says, cast all your cares upon me. I got plenty of stuff I need to lay at the altar this morning. I got plenty of stuff I need to tell God about. I got plenty of stuff I've done in my life. And God, I need you to deliver me, not from them, God. Just deliver me from me. If I can get me right, everything else will fall in line. I'm struggling every day. I'm going through stuff every day. And God, I'm yours. I'm full of the Holy Ghost. I know it, but I'm still struggling. God, you got to deliver me from me right now because I'm wearing myself out. I'm giving myself a headache. I'm giving myself my blood. I don't need nobody to do it. I'm doing it for myself. God, you got to deliver me. You got to know, Lord, that I can't take this bag. You got to get me out of it. And God is saying to you, I know where you are. I know how to deliver you. Has God ever delivered anybody before? You've been stuck in a mess. And God has to come and dig you out. And when God digs you out of a mess, you better believe you set free from it. And the same thing that got you there, you got to know that you're stronger than who you were when you went into the thing. See, now when you come out of something, sometimes you look like where you've been. But with God, God says, I'll wipe all that away. I know you've been down and out. I know you've been in the bottom. I know you've been on everything else. But God is saying, I'm delivering you. How many need God to deliver them from something? Watch this. Last point. Never allow your problems to become your personality. Never, ever, ever allow your problems to become your personality. You going through something, and every time somebody say something to you, you act like a fool. You act like your situation. You act like your problem. No, baby, you gotta rise above all of that. You are a child of God. You are an eagle in the kingdom of God. And when an eagle is going through something, the eagle rises above that thing, above the storms, above the situation, above the backbiters, above the haters. Folk in your life is trying to tear you down. But baby, you gotta know that you are all already above that. Don't you come down to fight something that you've already won. Why are you worried about what they say? You know who you are. You know what's in your bank account. You know what's in your house. You know what's in your heart. They don't know you. Why are you listening to that foolishness? You better open your Bible and say, God, here, speak to me. You tell me what I need to listen to. God, you speak to me. You tell me again, I'm the apple of your eye. God, you speak to me. You tell me again, no weapon that's formed against me shall prosper. God, you speak to me. You tell me that I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. God, you speak to me. I need you to talk to me right now. I need to close my ears to everything else. As a matter of fact, there's some folk in your life. And when you get home, you need to write them a letter. Put an envelope. Get a stamp on it. Put their name on it and say, you gone, baby. Mail it to them and wipe them out of your life. The Bible says that anybody who has something and what you have, you don't realize that it came from the Lord. You think you got. Now, what God wants us to do is to recognize Him in everything. The Bible declares, in all thy ways, acknowledge Him. When days are good, acknowledge Him. When days are not so good, acknowledge Him. Because He's still God. He's still bad. He's still able. He still loves you. He still delivers. You got to love God in spite of, because God loves you. Do you know that God loves you? I'm not talking about God to love us. No, I ain't talking about us. Baby, I need me right now. God, do you love me? My black sin. Do you love me? My crooked way. Do you love me? My mean self. Do you love me? Do you love me? Deliver me from me, because if you said come back to me, why can't I come back to you, God? Why am I fighting? Why am I trying to fix myself? I can't fix myself, and you can't fix you. That's why God says, baby, come as you are. Sins, bring them to the altar and cast all your cares upon me. Again, the question.
Thank you, Jesus.
When we get ahead of God.
Yes, Lord.
What do you do with the bastards? When your boo show up.
Yes.
The stuff you had to lie, cheat, and steal to get. And when you got it, it ain't good. What do you do with the Ishmaels? What do you do?
Have mercy.
Illegitimate stuff. What do you do with all that bastard stuff? And you've been praying. Now God sends you a boo. And the bastard wants you to pay the rent. And the boo says, baby, don't worry about it. I'll pay it for you. What do you do when the people in your life are taking you? And the boo, which is the promise of God, shows up. And when they show up in your life, all they want to do is just love you and bless you. And be
yeah, blessed. Yeah. Yellow.
But I can't take it from Jamaica because I've already married Miss Alice.
All right now.
I just can't kick her to the side.
All right now. Thank you, Lord.
But here's my boo.
Thank you, Lord.
I've been praying a long time. And when she shows up, she looks just like what I've been praying. She speaks just like I heard her speak in my prayer. But what do I do with the Ishmaels?
Have mercy.
When the promise shows up.
Have mercy. Have mercy.
Have mercy.
Have mercy.
just talking about an inner struggle right now.
Jesus. Help me. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Self.
Mercy.
Self.
Yeah.
We talk to ourselves. Man, if I just would have waited.
Yes.
I know I could have
went.
I know I should have went home that night.
All right now. Ooh, Lord.
I know I should have asked.
Have mercy, Jesus.
So here I am. I know the promise of God. I know God is going to show up. But every time I look to my left and look to my right,
yes,
I see Ishmael. I don't want it. I don't like it. I never enjoyed it since it's been in my life.
Have mercy.
But I'm connected to it. I just can't walk out.
Have mercy.
Let me sign the mortgage together. What do I do? We co-sign loans together. Our lives are kind of tangled up together. What do I do with my Ishmael? What do I do? Then God sends the promise. I'm stuck. I'm torn within myself. I'm in a crowd and I'm still alone. I'm smiling on the outside and crying on the inside. What do you do? What do you do? What do you do?
Yes, Lord.
I just want you to think. Because I'm talking to somebody this morning.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You're torn this morning.
Yes, Lord.
You're stuck with something you don't even need. You're stuck with something and you know it's illegitimate. You're stuck with something you know it's not yours. What do you do with the bastards?
Have mercy.
When your boo show up. Abraham teaches, inspired by the word of God.
Yes.
Can't just walk away. So he says, I'll bring it to the altar. When you bring it to the altar,
have mercy.
Leave it there.
Leave it there. That's right.
Leave it there. There's some stuff in closing that you experienced in 2010.
Yes.
And you're thinking, never again like 2010. I mean, it's just been a hellish year.
All right now.
Just been challenged. And you refuse to take this stuff into your next year.
All right now.
I want to, in closing, invite you to come to the altar this morning.
Yes, Lord.
And I want you to lay some stuff down. Lay some relationship down. Lay some people and some phone numbers and some worries and some doubts and some mistakes. I'm talking about just lay it down.
Yes, Lord.
And say, Lord, here it is.
Yes, Lord.
Come on to the altar. Let's lay it down this morning.
Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you. It's been a hard year. You've been challenged this year.
Yes, Lord.
Been through some hell this year.
Yes, Lord.
And for you this morning, coming to the altar is not a cosmetic thing. You've really been through something. I'm not talking about coming to the altar because somebody invited you. No. I'm for real. But you've been struggling this year. You've been challenged this year. One fight after the next fight.